Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
That's right. You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio here on irlonestar.com worldwide. Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1. This is Dick with Mornings with Lone Star. And if you're hearing my voice, that means we are live in the studio on YouTube, Facebook. Just look up Lone Star Community Radio because we're going to talk about a really fun event that's been going on for quite a while here in the area of the Montgomery County, especially in the Woodlands, because I have a returning guest. We have Roxanne Davis. What a name. I love it. And I bet you love it too, don't you?
Thank you. Yes.
And she is, I would call you just the super volunteer now. I mean, is that fair?
That's pretty much. Yeah. Yes. I'm 90% retired, so I'm still a part-time staff, just making sure, helping my beloved YMCA with all the events that I help create and direct, you know, over my 30-year career.
Because you created the event we're going to be talking about.
Right. I was part of the inaugural event.
No, yes, you're the only one. The only one. I know. No.
So, yes, I am their best volunteer ever.
I like it. So we're going to be talking about Dancing with the Stars, and you probably heard that before, guys. It's a TV show. I think I've seen it. I think I saw Emmett Smith dance.
Yes.
And I was like, that's Emmett Smith. He was a football player, and he was really good. Now he's dancing. This is interesting. So that's one thing I like about the concept is you get to see people do something that you wouldn't normally see.
Yes, they come way out of their comfort zone.
Yes.
Way out of their comfort zone.
And what the Y does, you've been doing, I believe, since 2013 or 12?
Yes. So this will be our ninth annual. Unfortunately, we had to take about a three-year hiatus when COVID hit.
Yeah.
It's hard to ballroom dance and social distance.
Six feet apart. 6 feet apart. That would be great dancing.
Yeah.
What people need to know about this is a fundraiser for the Y, and I put links in the description, so if you want more information about the event, I believe it's on April 26th?
Yes, this Friday.
This Friday, and you can buy tickets, and then you can also support a dancer, and then it's an actual event. This isn't like it's a show and food, and it's a fun thing, and I imagine, is there any voting going on?
You know, it's how it works, is when you donate, that's really the vote. So the person who wins the mirror ball trophy is the individual who has raised the most dollars.
And so, I want to say that's Jill Campbell right now because she's already 152% over.
You know, everybody has a different goal.
Yeah.
So, you know, based on, you know, who they know and what they're comfortable with. And then, I mean, you'll be able to donate right up to the, you know, almost to the end of the event when the awards are given. So, you know, hopefully those dollars are going to keep going up. You know, it's all about the dollars raised for the kids we'll serve and not about winning that award.
Well, I like a little competition edge to fundraisers because what's neat about this event, it is, I would consider it just kind of like a party. Like there's food and then like you get to have entertainment, which is these people who are local community leaders or volunteers, and they're going to be dancing. And I can guarantee you all of them aren't professional dancers. Pretty much all of them aren't.
Oh, yeah. Let's just say there'll be some humor and laughter all mixed in together.
Well, I think Taylor might think he's an actual dancer. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, Taylor Cobian is a buddy of mine. And he's the main guy at XFIT. He's been on the show. And all I know is he's in shape. So he has that advantage, I guess, if that's what is required. But I put a list. There's a list on there, guys, that you can see everyone participating in the event. And it's kind of fun to see, and you're participating.
Yes. So
and
I've come full circle
from
event director.
This is the first time, too.
Yes, to cast member, something I've always wanted to do. So
Roxanne has the upper hand on everybody because she knows how this works. And
yeah, but I have never taken a dance lesson in my life.
Really?
So, yeah. So.
Okay. Okay, that's it.
I was a band member and, you know, athlete. And I was
so you can make music.
Not a dancer. So I can, you know, I've got rhythm.
Okay,
so, yes,
there
I
we
do
go.
Have rhythm.
And let's talk about the event itself. So on the 26th is Friday. It starts at what time?
The event starts at 6, so it will start with this lovely buffet dinner, you know, hosted by the fabulous Woodlands Waterway Marriott.
Yeah,
you know,
we've all been there.
The event capital of the Woodlands. And then the program and dancing will start approximately around 7 o'clock.
Okay.
It's very family friendly.
Yeah.
Casual dress, bring the kids, and the entertainment is just quite unique. There'll be a lot of laughing and dancing and great music and costumes, and then everybody else will also have a chance to hit the dance floor once the program is
that's
over.
That's what I was wondering, because you know there's going to be that one fool going like, I could dance better than these people.
Yeah.
And then they get the opportunity to do it afterwards. That's so much fun. Yeah. And what people don't know, this goes towards the Y, and if I'm reading it correctly, it's the annual Be the Change campaign.
Yes.
Which is a great name for a campaign, by the way.
Right.
And the YMCA, personally in our family, has been kind of like an ongoing thing. I know that my dad was involved, and also we got Scott Harper across the street.
Yes.
I know he's
my buddy Scott. Yes.
He was involved, and I was I actually worked out at the Y for like I don't know how long. Like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I loved it because it was very – you don't think of the Y as, oh, I can work out there. Mm-hmm. You think of it as – like because I used to play T-ball there and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then as I got older, I was like, oh, you can actually work out there. You actually use all these great facilities.
Yes.
And it's not just a community facility. It's like, oh, I'm an individual. I'm a young single guy. I'm going to go work out.
Yes. You know, I always say almost everybody has a Y story if they really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from learning to swim at the Y, play sports.
Yes.
You know, and it just gets, as we say, you've drank the Kool-Aid and it will remain with you.
I remember, you're going to love this story. I was playing T-ball. I grew up in a family of five brothers and sisters, and I was the youngest. So I always grew up watching them compete. And I remember going to the Y for the first time. I was probably like five or four doing T-ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I was upset that no one was following the rules of baseball.
Because
everyone would just go for the ball. Uh-huh. It's just like, it's a rat race. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, I told my dad, I was like, why aren't they following the rule?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I think that's part of the charm, in my opinion. So
yes, everybody's a winner at the Y.
Yeah.
So we want everybody to be successful
and not
discouraged and then, you know, build up those skills and build up the self-confidence and self-esteem.
I just considered it practice.
Yes.
That's what that's what I was
thinking. You know, my first Y story was at the O'Connor YMCA. The pool was in downtown Conroe. That's where I learned to swim many decades ago.
Look at that.
So
it's insane. And then I know the Conroe Y is looking for a home because the city of Conroe actually, I guess they just rebranded the facility.
Yeah, the city of Conroe bought the Conroe YMCA property, you know, during COVID. You know, we had some tough decisions to make.
Yeah, well, y'all are a nonprofit. So, let's remind people, they're a nonprofit. Donate.
We want to be back in the community. We're just looking for the right piece of property.
Yeah.
It won't be the big 100 acres, you know, like it was, and be more of a traditional facility. So we're in the process of finding that right location so we can continue to serve the Conroe community, but remember, the Woodlands Y is just right down the street, so we're still here serving the community.
Well, the Y has an interesting history, because like I remember growing up in Houston, the Y was like, they even had a place you could stay.
Yes.
Like overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I wouldn't say it was a homeless facility, but it was like a transition.
Very affordable.
Very affordable. I call it like a transitional facility.
Yes, very affordable.
And that concept has actually grown really big in Houston now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them on Good Sunday Morning on CBS. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw that a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
And basically, that's how they're tackling the homeless problem. I'm like, well, the YMCA was doing something like that 50 years ago, guys. Like,
you know, that's really how the Y was created, addressing the critical needs of the community.
Yeah.
And that's what we've always
done. Depending
on
what community you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
So, well, then what kind of problems are the Woodlands having? I'm just kidding.
I know everybody thinks, you know, because of the Woodlands, there's no need. But, oh, you're so wrong. There are many needs in the community. You know, people never know. You wake up one morning and all of a sudden, you know, you're now a single family.
Yeah.
You know, the major, you know, income earner has left.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got a single mom with kids. You know, what is she going to do? She needs to go back to work, but she can't afford childcare. You know, the Y is right there to help her in so many different
ways. Let's talk about that. So the Y, I would say, like, it has so many facilities to fit people's needs. So you also have your recreational needs, meaning you got the T-ball, you got the parks, you got the workout facilities, you got the pools. You have basically where you can take your kids and they can learn to swim, like you learn to swim. But then there's a whole other world to it.
Right.
And let's talk about that. So what things are YMCA doing today helping out the community and when it comes to, like, needs?
You know, when you first think of the Y, a lot of times you think of a swimming gym.
Yeah.
But we are so much more. You know, we're a nonprofit charitable organization providing social services. You know, and there are so many needs addressing food insecurity. There are so many families who are just living day to day who can barely, do I put food onto the table? Do I fill my car up with gas?
Yeah.
You know, do I pay my rent? They have to make these difficult decisions. And our YMCA community outreach service centers are helping these families They may need temporary help. They may need long-term help. And we provide enrichment after school. So if those parents are working, those children have a safe place to go. We're providing them with swim lessons, you know, taking swim lessons to a family that can barely afford to feed their family. There's no additional funds to teach those children how to swim, but yet they're living in an apartment with the pool right there that has no lifeguard, and swim lessons is a life skill that everybody needs.
They seem to throw them in.
Yeah, so
right?
We do water safety programs, and all of these programs are provided at no cost.
Do you guys do the crazy one where, like, if it's an infant swimming? You ever heard of that?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You ever heard about that? It's like, because I remember, like, I learned to swim at the Y, but I was probably, like, started at 2 or 3, kind of around that age. But it's very simple, like, ease in. But someone was telling me, like, oh, now they do, like, it's like a rescue infant thing. So it teaches the infant to go on its back or something.
Yeah, so it's all about water safety.
Yeah.
What happens if you fall in the water?
Yes.
It's survival.
Yes.
You know, roll over, get to the side, and then create the water awareness, safety awareness to the kids and parents that are standing nearby what to do.
Yeah.
So it's just all about water safety.
And the website, ymcahouston.org, has kind of like the general programs you guys offer. So I encourage folks who do have a need, the YMCA might be able to provide it.
Yes.
So look up the website and see what's going on, because you got to take advantage of that stuff. And one thing the Y does well is they're welcoming. So don't feel afraid and nervous.
Correct.
It's like they make it so easy just to get in there and help. And then especially with the recreational side, so easy. So if you're looking to put your child in something, it's so easy to do it.
With summer coming up, you know, summer day camp, summer sports, summer swim lessons, and we have some great programs for teens, teen leadership programs to help those teens figure out what is their next step in life, or they're just struggling with what teens are struggling with these days.
Yeah.
I have found with the Y, sometimes it's the simple things that people are needing. A grandmother all of a sudden is responsibility of her grandchildren, and she just needs a healthy role model in this child's life. It might be a volunteer sports coach. It might be a summer day camp counselor.
Well,
you just never know what the needs are.
Well, let's say that, too, if you're looking for a job.
Yes.
A summer
job.
Oh,
yes, very much so.
I mean, I remember I wanted when I was coming back from home, my dad's like, are you going to go volunteer at the Y? And I'm like, I don't want to do that. But then he's like, well, I'm disappointed. So I never actually volunteered. I should think about that, especially in baseball. But
yes, there's lots of volunteer opportunities. But yes, you know, many, many people, their first job is at the YMCA, whether it's a lifeguard or a youth sports referee or work in the front desk or summer day camp counselor. It's a great part-time job to coordinate with your school schedule.
Yeah.
And it's a great learning opportunity.
And let's talk about locations. So you have, I believe there's two locations in the Woodlands.
In the Woodlands, we have two locations, the original location, the Shadowbend location, right off Research Forest and Gosling in that area. And then 20 years ago, we opened the Branch Crossing YMCA a little west as the Woodlands expanded west, the Kirkendall Woodlands Parkway area. And then more recently, on the east side of I-45, the Holcomb Family YMCA, serving more of the Imperial Oaks, Rayford Road, Oak Ridge area, and that 99 area, has been open for about 2 years. It's an outdoor concept right now. It's an outdoor facility. And we have a brand new pool that just opened. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm used to the one, I believe, if it's still there on Sage Road, I think. Is it Sage?
Yeah, we have YMCAs all over the greater Houston area.
Yeah,
yes.
It's insane.
Yes.
And, but yeah, so I put the website, and especially for this Friday's event, all that money goes into that specific program.
Right, it all stays here locally, so it goes to the Woodlands Family YMCA, so we can serve the families, children, kids, teens, seniors, who need a hand up. They just need some help to make it to the next day. You know, we're all about empowerment and encouragement and strengthening the foundations of the community.
And I got to ask, are you, like, what are you doing in prep for dancing? I mean,
you know,
hopefully
we work with this fabulous dance studio, the Fred Astaire Dance Studio in Hughes Landing.
It's
so we've
Fred
got
Astaire.
Professional instructors, and my instructor is Jesus. He's awesome. I have learned so much from him. And so we've all been practicing a couple hours a week and leading up to Friday's performance.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I know a little bit about the show, the TV show. Is there theme dancing? Because I remember there being theme dancing.
No, this one is really all about...
Like what fits your...
I've always said, you know, what song just puts a smile on your face? You know, we all have this favorite song, so we kind of start with that. And that typically drives the genre of the music, the style of dance, based on the song you select.
So can you tell
me your song? I have learned, rather than pick a theme, it allows everybody to really, because they're already stepping so far out of their comfort zone, you know, pick a song you really like or the style. You know, if you asked me to country and western dance, I would not be a happy camper, you know, but, you know, so that's just not my favorite genre.
So that's not your song.
We're letting people select and just making sure we have a nice variety.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
You're putting a lot of funny things in my mind right now. I was like, what I really want to do is just like sneak in there and you're about to start your dance. And I just put like Brooks and Dunn on. I'm like, let's see what she can do.
My family would be happy with that, but not me. I don't even own a pair of cowboy boots, and I'm a native Texan. So what does that tell you?
We just haven't found the right boots yet. Yeah. How about that? So. The boots call to you.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's a great event. Tickets are still available for individuals.
Yes.
And do you have any like tables available?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can buy an individual ticket, or you can buy a table of 10 and just come have fun. Like I said, it's family friendly. Just business casual. It's not a formal gala, so we make it fun. We make it comfortable. And we also have an awesome silent auction with sports memorabilia autographed by some of your favorite athletes, like
Emmett Smith,
the Earl Campbells of the world, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. And all of those dollars will help go right back into our campaign so we can help more kids and more families.
Okay, that sounds like so much fun. So it starts at 6 o'clock, I believe?
Doors open. Dinner starts at 6. Dancing will start about 6:45, 7
all
o'clock.
Right. All right, Roxanne. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. That's the Y. It's the Woodlands Dancing with the Stars, right, if I said that correctly?
Yes.
And all the money goes to the YMCA, locally here in the Montgomery County area.
Come join us.
Yeah, it's so much fun. Roxanne, thank you so much for coming in, talking about this. Guys, again, if you want any information about the event, I put links down below. Let's see. I lived at the Lexington KY YMCA in the early 70s. Someone just wrote that
Wow.
If I'm reading that
everybody's
correctly.
Got a Y story.
So there you go. Oh, my God. See, there we go. You're listening to Lone Star Community Radio, Mornings with Lone Star. Again, thanks to the YMCA and the Woodlands, Roxanne Davis being in the studio talking about Dancing with the Stars happening this Friday. Tickets are available. I put the link to the ticket. And also support a dancer. Pick one, and hopefully that person gets the is it a trophy?
Pick me!
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I'm going to put that in there. I got to see. See, you're not doing too bad at all.
Yeah, I keep upping my goal. I have so many generous friends and family members supporting me.
Look at this picture.
I did that.
Is that you?
That's me. I just, you know.
I got to show people this. Yeah. I'm going to show the guys on Facebook, YouTube. You guys see this. Look at this picture of her. Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. And so you just click on the link. It'll take you to the YMCA's website, and especially for this event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back with more music and more guests. If you ever want to be on the show, don't hesitate to reach out. Lone Star Community Radio, IRLoneStar.com. And we'll get back to some music. Thanks for tuning in.
What is homelessness? Have you seen parents struggle to find a job without having transportation?